Hello and welcome to Pish Talk. It's been a while. We are in person here. We're at the house. We were going to go to the studio, but there is a fire.
There's a fucking fire.
Near the studio.
Shit's on fire.
So that is
not in the studio, thank fuck.
No, thankfully, very nearby. But it is the recycling plant. So, you know, that's how we've all seen the movies. That's how you get the radiation.
Superheroes are made. And if the superheroes are made, then there's going to be a villain. And, you know. So, yeah, just prepare for that, guys.
Dude, I'm going to sneeze.
Holy
Pardon
shit.
Me. How's your ears, everyone? How's your ears? All right.
Wake the dead with that sneeze.
I know. I'm going to give a... See, the thing is, my mum will laugh at this. She listens, right? But I always give my mum a hard time for having a sneeze. And now, for having a sneeze, it's like...
Fuck sake.
Look at you sneezing, you dafty. You'll be breathing next. But, so her sneeze is like mine, but like more sort of bite to it. You know, more treble. It's more... Right, whereas mine is more, you know, what it was. I'm not going to do it again.
I've theorized that in the top five worst things of all time is having a sneeze and then losing a sneeze. Where you're like,
why is that so bad?
Oh, dude,
why
it is sucks. It so bad? Or if you get a sneeze but you just don't get the bite. Where you go like, and you get like a bit of a sneeze, but it's not the full thing. You're like, I've ruined it. It's gone.
I remember like in school they'd be like, a sneeze is 1/8 of an orgasm. It's scientific, eh? Like. I heard that. I like pure believed it when I was like a kid. They like just in your room, like pure. No, I'm joking.
Just like, ha, you pure came in the glass.
God, you remember the BS that you used to talk as a kid? Do you remember the one where you got it was like, oh, you've got to hold your breath and then someone pushes you against the wall, eh? Do you remember that one? Have you never heard that? Like, you'd like breathe like super fast. You'd be like, then someone would just go and like push your chest and you'd be like, I'm pure high, eh? Like,
I've never heard that one before.
It was something like that. I can't remember what it was, but it's like, mate, I stood up fast and got head rushing.
They're like, oh, just tell you what, we've got this new thing, eh? We'll get Joey, eh? That's what we'll do. Tell him that if he breathes really fast and we shove him at the wall, he'll be high, eh?
Oh, man. See, when I look back on school, it's like, there's some of the crap that I had to put up with. Like, there was this bully in the year above me, right? And he... Literally, he was like twice my size. Like, you know the drill. It's like you're like a child.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he's got armpit hair shit.
Yeah.
He's driving.
Yeah. He's it's like,
he's got a pension plan.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, I just want to play Pokemon.
I know. He's got kids. He's like, see you later, honey.
He's going through a divorce. He's just like,
but anyway, I remember he followed me home. To the point where he was like on his bike, and you know when people are going so slow on their bike, they're like going side to side. Yeah, I'm like walking. He's just following me and going, and just spitting on me, right? And
you're like, fuck's sake, dude, COVID, God.
Yeah, and there's a few of them, and so this is the thing. You know, you're like, when you're young, you can't be held responsible for what you do when you're a kid and all that. You know, I mean, but I do. Like,
where's this going?
If I see him,
you're like, I'll kill him.
Yeah, if I see him, it's on. It's on.
Did you not do anything that day?
Dude, I was like half his size. There was nothing I could do. I walked
that's
home.
Brutal.
It was bad. It was
how
bad.
Long was it? Like, how long was your journey?
I can't remember, man. Dude, this happened at my school so often. It was ridiculous. But I feel like it made me sort of who I am in a weird way. It gave me a chip on my shoulder.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to laugh about it. But I remember I saw him at like, so I must have been about like... I can't remember, but I remember the mission. Like, I was at the mission. I saw him there one time. It wasn't as an adult. I was still a teenager. And he was like, what? And I'd be like, oh, hiya. And it's like, no, there's no hiya. There's no hiya. And I just think to myself, yeah, if I see him, it is on. It's still on.
You're like, mate, I'll be back in 10 years when I've put on some weight and got my black belt in judo, and then it's on, you fanny, eh? Like, not yet, but like, then.
Do you know what it'll be like? He'll actually have like a wife and kids just now, and I'll just be like sitting outside his house, like on a bike, just like, are you ready? And then he's gonna be like trying to go to work, and then I'll just be like, do you like it? How do you like it, mate?
He's like, I don't even remember this.
I know. Oh, please. Take the kids inside.
God's sake. My wife's leaving me now.
They don't need to see their father like this. So, there's another one. who probably listens to this podcast, actually.
Oh, shit, really?
There's another one. Same deal. Year above. Year above.
Always. What is it? You
always,
like
always year above. Right?
They're just fucking with you.
Yeah, yeah, year above. And, just showing off, you know, the big man.
Try to be the big man on campus.
Give me a little hassle. And it's got to the point where it's like, he's like asking me to, you know, let's go for it. He actually said like, oh, we should go for a juice after one of your shows one time. It's like, there's no juice. Like, you've lost juice privileges.
No, dude.
And it turns out he was like the biggest wrestling fan ever. Well, you messed up.
Oh, shit.
You messed up.
Dude, you are literally the living embodiment of of that meme where it's like, be careful who you make fun of in high school.
Yeah, it's like,
that's literally
she
you.
Was a boy, she was a girl. It's
like, now he's a professional wrestler.
Spat on his heat. Thought he was dead. What more can I say? Haven't you heard? He couldn't tell. He went to the Commonwealth Games as well.
you got your next entrance right there.
I know.
Oh shit. He's listening. He's like, he's just listening. He's like, motherfucker.
It's like,
oh dude, that's funny. You're literally the definition of that meme. I was thinking of that the other day, of like, when you become something that you like laugh at or something that you find funny. I became that literally last night. I was streaming, I was just for a laugh, I was streaming a bit of Metroid Zero Mission.
Yeah.
And I was playing through, I was just fucking about, like just messing about, and I finished the game in 2 hours 16, and I was like, oh, that is a fucking wank time. I was like, that's bullshit time. So I was like, no, like, back in the day I did it in like an hour, I swear to you. And I genuinely was like, and someone was in the chat,
I'm glad you're not being literal, like, because if that was that time, you'd have Nabob left after 2 hours and 60 minutes.
I've been gone for nearly 3 hours. It's fucking raw. But I was literally that guy that was like, no, I swear to you. And I pulled it up, like a picture that I took on my phone of the time, and I was like, I swear to you, look, see. And I was like, I'd become that guy at the pub that's like, back in my day I benched 150, like, no, I done my back in, eh? But back in the day, like, I was benching, like, or the funniest one I had was, like, you're a big lad, eh, but can you do anything with any muscles, eh? No, it needs to be functional, mate.
That's the thing, eh? Like,
it's functional. But, so that happened. I became that guy, which was not great.
I've just realised we didn't give a shout-out to the Patreon subscribers. Mate. So we'll now. Going to give a shout-out to Ian Downey, Kirsty Bailey, Chris McCulloch, Gordon Brown, Ben Wackett, Adam Wilson, Joe's mum, Brian Smith, Daniel Betancourt, Jamie Flood, James Poyner, Will Ledwith, David McCarthy, Ross Wilson, Jordan Schofield, Barry Carruthers, James Weiss, David Thornton, The Concierge, Global Cameron, Corey Bauman, and Lou Markham.
Nice. Thank you very much. There's some new names in there.
There are.
Some new names. All new people.
I want to. I was wondering about this school bully situation. What if we just says, okay, look, you can come back into the fold. You can be a Patreon subscriber. You can come to live shows. You can come and watch matches and stuff like that. But you got to pay the toll.
What's the toll?
He's got to fight me.
He's got to fight you?
And he can't just, like, tap out after, like...
Legit fight?
Would
that be more satisfying, though? Are you the type of person
or
that...
Or do I have to... See, it's a different bully, but, for example, should I be getting on a bike, slow motion...
Should it be...
Spitting on him the whole way home?
Yeah, should it be you're going to get a taste of your own medicine? Should it be that? Because, I mean, in fairness, let's be fair here. In everyone else in the world's defence... You're going to find few people in the world that will be able to match in a fight. Do you know what I mean? Like, other than, like fighters and, like, high-level grapplers and shit. No,
there'll be a decent number. There's a decent
number. Yeah, but not... You're not going to find, like, Barry off the street.
Yeah, not many from Drummond Community High School.
I can't imagine there's going to be too many folk.
Yeah, it's annoying.
You might be the toughest guy from your school.
That is possible.
Dude,
that is possible.
Well, I mean...
Do you know what? The funny thing is, right...
Anyone who went to Drummond Community High School, are any of you currently signed to the UFC or Bellator? Well,
do you know what the issue with that? The only person who just, like, has absolutely... Now, you know, I've trained with people who are in the UFC. The only person who just ran straight through me, like a knife through butter, was Paul Craig, right?
Paul Craig, UFC fighter.
Knife through butter. Like, if he just decided...
Dominant performances as of late.
Yes. If he just decided...
don't want Joe to be alive anymore. There's not a whole lot that I can do about that. Yeah. So there's people that are in the UFC, and then he's another level. Like, his grappling is, he's like world class. People don't, I don't think people understand.
Oh, dude, he's beyond.
How high level his grappling is.
His jiu-jitsu is next level.
But he lived in Cote Bridge, so I wasn't even the toughest guy in Cote Bridge.
That's nuts.
I wasn't even the toughest guy in my postcode, you know?
So it's so funny that, like, you just happen to live in that area. So,
well,
it's,
actually, believe it or not, that's why I initially moved there, because I was going to do MMA quite soon.
That's true. I remember you were.
That's why I moved there. And then World of Sport and Impact and all the and Commonwealth Games happened.
Oh, I got famous in pro wrestling. Hey, oh, shit.
Well, not quite. But life took a different turn.
But. Yeah, so, I mean, but you could be the toughest guy from your high school. So, I mean, in their defense, they're not going to survive in a fight. But would you be the type of person that would go, no, we need to have a 5-round barn burner and you're gonna pay for it? Or would you get satisfaction from going, I'm going to tap you out in under 30 seconds?
No. It's got to be prolonged.
It's got to be prolonged.
Or embarrassing. It might not have to be a fight or anything. I'll tell you what, I'll pivot. I don't know, have I ever told this story about the turn in the pool?
The turn in the pool?
The turn in the pool.
I've never heard this.
So basically, I will never forget it. I've told you about Mr. McFarlane, the way.
Oh, I know. We know McFarlane Buster. God, that's a throwback, isn't it?
I know. Like, that's so funny when you think about that. Like, he just thought, I'll just grab this kid by his ears
and fucking bum him in the glass.
Like, see, looking back, and you're just like, what? And I remember being a kid, like, too scared to tell my dad. It's like, oh, no, I better not tell him I got pure ear bubble-bombed off the t-shirt.
What were you afraid he would do?
I don't know. This is how much of a wee bitch I was as a kid. I was like, oh, no, it's just hassle, eh? I'm creating trouble, eh?
It's like,
teacher's really ripping my ears off my head.
It's like, Joe, you've got cauliflower ear. Like, what's been going on? You're like, dude, nothing.
Dude, he's just pure double Reservoir Dogs me for the entire class. It's like, is that you talking again, Joe? Stuck in the middle.
He's like, Joe goes to the left, Joe to the right. He's just here like, he's got a cigarette in his mouth, just like,
your dad's to me. So I remember telling my dad, right? And my dad was, of course, like, have you seen that clip of, like, the chav running into Sainsbury's where it's like, if you smell, oh,
like, the guy walks in with his shirt off.
Yeah. That's what my dad was like into the school, eh? Like,
I've seen one with the Ultimate Warriors where it's like, the guy who comes in.
And me as a kid, I'm like, but did he say it, eh? Like, did he go into school? Can you imagine that? You're sitting there reading the paper and your kid comes home and he's like, I got up here, bubble bum by the ears of the teacher. Of the PE teacher, because I wasn't listening.
What is it with PE teachers, eh? Like, they're
psychos, man.
Dude, psychos. PE teachers, especially the old ones, like, who were probably, like, beast and athletes back in their day, but, like, now they're older, you know, they might have a bit of a belly going on, but they're, like, they're all about discipline, they're, like, two steps removed from an army drill sergeant.
So, the turn in the pool story is, like, so, I'll never forget, Mr. McFarlane goes, right, all the girls can go home, but all the boys have to stay. And we were like, oh my God, what's going on?
Uh-oh.
And then it got brought to our attention, someone had shat in the pool, right? And dude, it was a burrito bowl, dude.
Wait a minute.
It was like,
hold on. So,
dude, someone covert. Solid snake to shite in the pool.
How does this work? Because obviously swim trunks have got that, like, netting.
Dude.
So is it like shite in the trunk, just do like a wee whoop and just, dude, let it go? Or?
You know, like the shites in South Park, the one where, like, Bono's like doing like a massive shite. That's like, it was like the one that Randy does in South Park. It was, you would never expect, like, a child of our age at the time to produce a shite like that, right?
Is this actually a huge shite, or is it because you were a child?
Probably
bigger.
But like, because it was in the pool as well. You know,
it's just like, what? Yeah.
And we're all like laughing and shit like that. Like, and he's like, right, now I'm going to give you like 5 minutes to decide who done it or whatever. And then
how does he know it was not a girl?
This is what I'm... Well, here's the thing. It turned out he was right.
Well, yeah.
But there's not, it's not that far removed.
That a girl could have done it.
Yeah, like, it's not like, well, it's impossible.
No, lasses that are shite, eh? Much less than
we all know that.
They're no shiting in pools, eh? God's sake.
So basically, I'm not going to say his name.
Which one are you, Clarky bastards, Bjorn?
Let's call him Andy for the sake of the story, right?
Sup, Andy?
Yeah. It's not, I shouldn't say the person's name, should I? It's quite a specific name. Let's call him...
Clarence. Right,
let's just call him Alan, right?
Alan?
No, do you know what the thing is? I know someone called Andy. I know someone called Alan. We can't use that name. What's the name of someone that we don't know?
Johnny. Do we know a Johnny?
My cousin's called Johnny.
Oh, shit.
That's just weird. I'm now going to picture him in that story.
How about Randy?
Let's go
Engelbert. I mean, Clarence.
Let's just go for John.
Go John.
So he's like
John Doe.
So basically, this guy. Now this is, I can give his real name because obviously there's no crime committed by this individual. Classmate called Sean.
How are we spelling Sean?
So is it seen? I don't know if it matters.
Is it seen? S E A N or yes. Is it yes. Sean? Okay, so it's seen. Yeah,
it's seen. Right. So, Mr. McFarlane's going crazy, right? And then.
Understandably.
Sean goes, hey, Joe's got a shite in his pants. And he points over. And dude, there is just an absolute steamer sitting there in his pants, right? And Mr. McFarlane panics. And like, John's like, oh, like his world's imploded. And he's like, no, just because he's got that doesn't he mean that he's the one that done it. Like, you know. And it's like,
no, there just happens to be two people that are shite
like,
that day.
And it's like, you know, like John's legal defense is going to be like, I shot the sheriff, eh? But I didn't shout in the pool.
No, it wasn't me, eh?
Ah, that's it. But yeah, so
causation doesn't correlation doesn't equal causation, yeah. Eh? Like you can have shites in two places.
Yeah. Nothing but circumstantial evidence, Your Honour.
Mate, prove it.
There was another time, this is another favourite of mine in P7.
So what happened to you?
I don't know after that. We just got sent home. It was kind of case closed after that.
Case closed. Damn.
Imagine that. You need the toilet that bad. I remember I had a teacher.
Going to one always made me have to have a shit, though.
Dude.
I always had to have a shit after. I was like, I'm going to have a shit after. I hated shitting at school.
Well, he did both, you know?
Hated having a shit at school.
Dude, can you imagine if he'd just, like, absolutely dumped one in his like, shorts? So he's papped his pants before he's got to the pool, and then he's already going, oh, my God, I can't let everyone know that I've crapped my pants. And then in the pool, he's like, oh!
He's like, I'll just let it go in the pool, eh? Like, no one will notice that.
Do you know what? I kind of prefer the story if he was just like, burr, burr, like, just...
So was it floating?
No, I don't think... Because
I was
going to
say, because what if he was like, oh, maybe it'll sink and no one will notice?
Man. Do you know what's funny about it, though?
And then imagine the fear on your face when you're like, oh, it's fine, it'll sink like it does in the toilet, it'll be good. And then you see it floating and you're like, oh, no.
Do you know what the funny thing is, right? John, pseudonym, went on to become, like, to think he was, like, the man.
I thought you were about to say he became, like, a fucking Supreme Court judge or something.
But it's like, you look back and you're like, no, you can't. You can't, dude.
The High Court judge or something.
Yeah, you crapped your pants.
Nah, it's not happening. Yeah. How old were you at the time?
I think we'll let him off. I think we're probably 10, something
okay,
like that.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, that's fair. Yeah. What did we say the rule was? Anything before, like, 13 is completely excusable.
Yeah, but after that, you're on the piss yourself or the shat yourself register.
That's it. Anything before... Yeah. I mean, is 13 too young? Should we excuse anything before... I think shit like... There's, like, different levels. I think stuff like that is excusable before 13. But then, like, dumb shit, like, stuff you say or certain phases or music you were into, like, if you had, like, a goth phase or something... Where you're like hardcore, like, I'm a vampire and I can't see the sunlight. Like, that's excusable before like 15.
My favourite is when I was 15, I was like, I was part of this. I'm not going to say the name of it because people will find it. It's online, right?
Was it a band or?
No. It was like this anti-war thing. Oh. And I was just like there's me and my braces like double train tracks, like when I'm 15 I'm like, cause the thing is, like, I just can't understand why the adults didn't understand, eh? Like, what is wrong,
mate? Make love, no worry,
that's it, eh? Like, I'll just never forget being on that like anti-war walk, and this is like,
I was gonna say, did you ever do any of the walks?
Oh,
or, like,
yeah,
protests?
Dude, we organised one.
Oh shit.
So you know the big one, we actually got the date changed. to coincide with double maths.
Oh, on,
I think
shit.
It was a Wednesday. So we got told to go to, like, there was this political party that had, like, that were involved in it. Then they sent us along to, like, the youth meeting. And they were like, well, you know, we're planning a walk on this day and that day. And I was like, listen, we're having our walk in 2 weeks, Wednesday, 2 p.m. Yous are with us or we out us. And they were like, well, I suppose we could just coordinate, couldn't we?
I mean, it would work that way.
Yeah. And then we were like, oh, damn it. I've probably told this story before, but just most embarrassing moment of my life when I'm like pure opening the door and I'm like, in the middle of like Mr. Spalding's class, and I'm like, you know, this is about standing up for what's right. What's happening is wrong. You've got to protest. Come on, who's with me?
Oh, no.
Silence. 1, 2, 3. Mr. Spalding goes, well, whilst I appreciate your political speech, Joe, I'd rather like to get on with my class now.
He's like, right. I'm a Vietnam vet, you bastard.
Oh, man. Oh, do you remember I told the story about that creepy music teacher that I had?
I believe so.
So, for those of you who haven't heard it, he was like, basically, he just went mental one day. Like, he just, and he was going,
there's always that one teacher.
Yeah,
though.
He just like, he
loses
just,
their
he
fucking
lost
minds.
It. He was like, do you think I care about your opinion?
Do you think I want to go on an anti-war walk, you little shit?
No, he's like, do you think...
We had a kid shit in the pool last week.
Do you think that criticism bothers me? He's like, I've got 2 degrees, music and geography. I've been in stage shows that...
Mate, if I decided, I could go and fucking become a geography teacher next week.
Mate, I could be teaching you all afternoon if that went, mate.
Do you know where fucking Turkey is? I can point to it.
And I'll be playing piano there by the time you get there as well.
You want me to know a song about geography? I'll do all the world countries in a song, you little shit.
Fucking Bill Nye will be up the road, mate.
He's like, I'm the fucking Michael Jordan. It's school teaching, you daft bastard.
See like that Last Dance documentary on Netflix, mate?
Based on me.
I'm at my teacher, eh? But then he was like, I'm also an actor that gets reviewed by the paper, and they say things about me. Do you think I care? No. He's like, I drive a Jaguar. Go look at the movie.
Shit.
Look at my car.
Look at his car.
And he's like, I drive a Jaguar.
Fucking X-Type, you little...
And then, like, he called someone a little shit. And someone started laughing. Someone started laughing, and he went, listen. And he, honestly, he did the old Jake the Snake on him, right?
Oh, shit. Gets really low.
Yeah. He went into his ear and he went, listen. He was like, you and I both know that you're just a little shit. And like, obviously, this guy's like,
he's at the time.
Like 13, 14.
Oh, so
like,
you're a little shit. Yeah.
So like, he's just like laughing his ass off.
You're smart enough at that age to know he can't hit
you. And then he comes back and he's like, do you think this embarrasses me? Like, pure waving his arms about. And then he put his hands down his pants and he went, drink that embarrasses me!
Dude, this guy lost his fucking mind.
He lost his job as well.
Listen.
So you know that guy on Twitch, Angry Scott Ross or something?
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Angry Scotsman Gaming.
Yeah, Angry Scotsman Gaming. His name's Ross, right?
I believe so.
I think so.
I think he didn't share his his shoot name with me.
But I asked him, I was like, did I remember this correctly? And he's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's like, yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
that is fucking funny.
Not mentioning any names, but that was pretty.
Did he have any like sort of alcoholic beverages in his desk?
Oh, probably.
Because we had a maths teacher like that. I'll never forget this guy. his name was Mr. Baniski. That was his name, right? Older dude. And he was, you know, he was a good laugh and whatever, but like he would lose his fucking mind. We had this guy in class, right? His name was Michael, and he was a little shit. Like he really was. Like, I remember one time, I can't remember the full story, but I remember one time I was like, right, he was like being a little fuck and I was going to fight him. And he just came back and I was like, right, we're going to fight right here. And I was waiting for him, right? And there was like a whole crowd and he just came by and he had like a massive big fucking like Saturday from Subway. And he's like, I can't even fight. Hey, I've got my roll from Subway. And I was like,
well, the teacher said this.
No, me. I'll just give you an idea of who this guy Michael was.
Okay.
And he walks, he's like, I can't, eh? I've got a Subway, eh? And I was like, no. And I was like, well, I can't fight him when he's like, I can't smash him when he's trying to eat his food, eh? Like, so we never ended up fighting because he was just like, just eating his Saturday the whole time. And I was fuck.
Hey, Subways are good. It's a fair reason.
Dude, in his defense, you know, you got to eat your Subway. But we, so we're in class, and I don't know if you remember the maths books back in the textbooks, but if you went to the back of the book, you'd get the answers. There was like all the answers to all the math questions in there, right? So he, you know, Mr. Beasley gives us homework in that, right? And he, and Michael's just like, I've already done it. He's like, what? He was like, this, how have you already done it? And he's like, okay. And he's like, oh, no, you've got the answers from the back of the book. And he goes, no, I never. And then that happens like once, happens again. And like the third time, he lost his mind.
That's kind of on the teacher, though. That's on the teacher.
I mean, it kind of is, yeah. He lost his mind, and he fucking thumped his desk. He was like, he goes over, and he's like, I've had enough of you. And he goes, and he takes his textbook and starts ripping the fucking answer pages out the back of the textbook right there. We found out later he like kept a bottle of whiskey in his desk and shit, and he left shortly after. We're pretty sure he had a mental breakdown. So, but if you're out there, Mr. Benisi, reach out. How are you doing?
There was a teacher like that at my second school, and I've not mentioned what my second school is, so I can just... actually, you know what? I'm not going to say the name.
Yeah.
Just call him...
keep it covert.
Yeah.
Keep it on the DL.
Let's call him Mr. Smith. Right?
Mr. Smith.
So, and again... alcohol thing always off, always off. And you know, like when someone's got been there for a while, it takes them ages to get rid of someone. So we were doing advanced.
He's like a tenure motherfucker.
Yeah, we were doing advanced higher computing, and he was there like twice. It was just like,
now, Mr. Smith, we know you throttled a student, kind of killed him, eh? But like,
well, dude,
you got tenure.
He literally, he would like square up to like, see if sixth years were getting pissed, he would just like square up to them in that, right?
And, I mean, I'm not against that though, and I'll tell you why. Because they're 18 year olds, they're 17 and 18 year olds, they're adults. It's like, look, you want to be a smart arse? This is what being a smart arse is. Well, you're 18 now, bro. You're a man. You're a grown man. Do you want to start squaring up to men?
Here's the thing. And this is crazy. Like, how did these people retain employment? It was known that at, like, prom, he would, like, try and fire into something, right? it's literally, like, he's won the money.
I don't know why we're laughing this bad.
He's won the money in the bank, and he's decided which brand he's going to go and fight on. He's like,
whoa. Come on! As he walks into the fucking hall.
So yeah, it was so bad. He actually got barred from going to the proms. But there was another teacher, who I can't remember his name. But he, you know, when you get a teacher that just thinks he is un ticket, just thinks he's an absolute ticket. And I'd been like, I was not like a super big kid or anything like that. But
yeah,
by that point I'd done enough judo. I'd been slapped about by Olympians enough to know my way about a mat, right? I remember I came in one time and he made some comment about like, right, you know, it was something about me being late, and he was like, because you know, once
he's like, pro wrestling's fake joke.
It was something like, it was something to the effect of like, you know, just you're lucky it's in school because I'd pure
bad,
like
shit.
And I was just like,
did you say this?
Yeah, I was like, no, you wouldn't.
How old were you? Like,
I think I was like 17.
Oh shit, dude.
And I was just like, do it then.
Mate, fucking bring it. Yeah, good.
Do it. And we got into like a little scuffle. Like,
actually. What?
Yeah, like nothing. It wasn't, I think he was just like trying to have a laugh, but I was just like, I was like, nah, bro. Nah.
Did you put him on the deck?
No, I didn't get that far.
I was going to say, imagine you just go, Ronda Rousey him over the shoulder.
I'm trying to think.
Dude, fuck. That's the thing, it's like, There's a difference between, because like at 18 you're like a grown man, but there's a difference between an 18 year old man and like a fucking 28 or 38 year old man.
Oh yeah, dude, it's like
that's a man right there. It's like, it's, dude, if you're 18, you better be bringing the goods, dude, otherwise you're gonna get.
I was no
smacked
doubt.
Down.
See when I got to uni, I was just a complete asshole in first year. Like, I know that. Like, see when I look back, just like I thought I was an absolute ticket in uni, right? So this is like literally what I did. I was so mad that they decided to hold the Headache Watt Beer Festival at the same time as one of our tutorials, which is not like a lecture. You can't just not go.
Yeah.
The tutorials go towards your grade.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I have to go. And I was like, I'm not missing the Mace of the Beer Festival.
I want to get pissed.
I was like, it's no happening. And so like, you would go along and they'd have like, I remember they have like all these ales and stuff like that. So you're like 18, you're getting like tanked up on like
fucking
7%
IPAs.
Ales and that, right? And I remember there's one called, I think it was like called Goldeneye or something. I was like, I was like, two Pierce Brosnans to go.
license to get pushed.
So dude, I took two golden eyes or whatever they were called to a tutorial, and I just sat him down, and the tutor was like such a nice passive guy, and I was just like, what? So drink.
What are you gonna do, like?
So drink, yeah, like. And I was just like,
you're like, teaching. Yeah, drink.
And the thing is, like, this isn't like the lecture hall where there's like hundreds of people. This is a room that's like a little bit bigger than this, and there's like eight people sitting there, and I'm just like,
they're like, oh shit.
And dude, in my head, I'm like, honestly, I'm a pure badass. Like,
show me a baller move. What? Walk it in and give him one. Just be like, mate, I bought you.
That would have been the better thing.
I bought you a golden eye, mate. Join me.
That would have been the better thing to do. I remember at Freshers getting so drunk that all you had to do the next day was go and sign up for your classes. That's it.
Jesus.
Just roll out of bed. Literally, I was in the dorm that was next to the main bit.
Oh my God.
Roll out of bed, walk probably a 20th of a mile, right? So meters to the door and put your name on a little thing. I was struggling. I was literally pulling myself along. I was like, oh,
I'm dying.
It was so bad. It was so bad.
Jesus Christ. That's the thing, you don't notice those baller moves like when you're that age. Because you forget that you're like an ad. I still like only more like recently in the last couple of years have I been like, I'm like a fucking grown ass man. Like when you know, like when you're young and you look and you're like, that guy's got fucking a house and he's got like a family and that's a dad, you know? Like that's somebody's dad. Like he's, you know, he works in a company and that. Like I've never, it's only the last like year or so that I've actually like thought of myself that way. I've always thought like, man, I wonder when I'm gonna like get a grip on this whole like adulthood thing and not feel like I'm still 18 in my head.
I think the thing is, does anyone ever truly feel that way?
See, that's what I've learned. Is everybody does a great job of portraying it, but nobody actually knows it. I think everyone, like, when I look back, it's like, I look back and I go, like, you look at, like, your own dad, or you look at, like, people older, and you go, like, oh, they just had a
thing. They knew, like, they knew.
They were 30 years old, and they've pure got, like, 401ks, and they've got, like, investments in that, and it's like, I've got a wee bit of crypto, like.
I know. Here's one for you. I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but like, you know,
I do.
Great guy. Awesome guy. Fantastic guy.
Really nice guy. One of the friendliest people I've ever met in my life.
But had a tendency
to
take anything that was said to him as fact, right?
Oh, shit.
I remember, this is like, you know when people just talk pish?
Yeah.
We've all done it.
Dude, people's dads do it.
We've all done it. But this is a classic. He goes, if someone assaults you, you can do anything to their lower body. Anything. Like,
mate, hustle people all the way, stay like.
That's what he said.
Mate, it's dodgeball rules.
Yeah. So it's like, so if someone like pushes you, you can just shotgun their legs. And I was like, so how does that work? He's like, well, that's the law, is.
That's bylaws.
No, their heat. You're not hitting their heat, eh? Like,
no, it's naked concussions,
eh? You just chop them in half.
Mate, I didn't write the laws, eh? Like,
yeah, mate, imagine that was the law. It's like, mate, this guy was giving me pish in the pub the other day and I just chopped him in half, eh?
Dude, that feels like a Family Guy gag. Where it's just like, back in that day where, you know, you could just do anything to anyone's lower body. And it's just like,
man, do anything like, to anyone's lower body.
I feel like we need to rewrite these laws. We've got too many people having their legs blown off.
Oh man, that was a random one. But no, it's fun to look back. It's I wonder if, like, if you notice, like, when you're a kid, things happen all the time. Whereas when you're an adult, it's just day after day.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're a kid, it's like,
well, I feel like it takes less to like make something an event.
Oh dude, you're right. This is what sucks about being an adult, right? When you're a kid, anything excites you.
Yeah.
You're like, what? There's an extra level on Sonic 2 that I didn't know about? Oh my God, get the guys on the phone right now.
Mate, you'll get to my house. You're not going to believe
me. I'll tell you when you get here.
Mate, fuck the bus. Take a taxi, mate.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Where it's like, now nothing excites you. Like, nothing.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that was good, eh? Yeah. Like, you almost, I don't.
Or is it because we've done things that are extreme, like competing in pro wrestling?
I think there's a little bit of that. Because it's like, when I sit back and I think, like, I had a thought the other day, because I was like, I'm terrible with remembering stories and remembering stuff I've done, like, with anything. Like, I forgot, like, pretty much about
most of my life.
I've forgotten about 70% of my pro wrestling career. That's no joke. I'll like have moments where I go, oh yeah, I remember that happened.
You want to hear something messed up about that?
Go for it.
When you remember a match without seeing it, when you just remember it in your head, you remember it as it happened, right? But wait there.
Sometimes.
Wait there. Wait for it. Wait for it. But if you ever see footage of it from that day forth, you will remember it in third person.
Yes.
How crazy is that?
Yes.
How crazy is that, right?
No, you know how I remember it? I remember it as the camera angle that I saw. Like, from, yeah. Like, that's how I remember it.
It's nuts, isn't it?
The last match I had, which was a long-ass time ago, obviously due to COVID and, you know, me moving on to other things for on a potentially temporary basis, was a match I had. But again, the match itself, I remember moments of it in first person, but the vast majority of it I remember had like a weird camera angle, which was like a hard cam that was like kind of above the ring, and it looked kind of down onto it, and it was just a static cam. I think it was a handheld at one point. And again, I remember everything from the angle I saw on the video. That's fucking mental.
It's nuts, isn't it?
That's crazy when you think about it.
Do you know what it does, though?
That must fuck you up, because all your stuff's on like film now.
It makes you realise how poor that memory is as a reliable source.
Well, that's the thing. I read that basically you don't ever remember anything
perfectly.
Well, not even perfectly. You don't ever remember anything fully ever again.
I could believe that,
like,
yeah.
What you do is you remember... So, like, if we remember...
the key moments.
No, you remember the last time you remember it. So every time you remember something, you remember the version that you last remembered.
Do you know what, though? In a way, that you can look at that in a positive, I think. In the way that because no memory will ever match up to the moment, it forces you to be in the moment, I think.
True. And that's... to be fair, though, it takes practice to do that.
Yeah.
It really does, because you ever do that and you go... you ever try and be like, I'm going to be present right now? And you just, it's just...
It's hard.
It's hard.
If you have to say that, you're probably in a space where that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's, you always want to try and remember those memories. I do that a lot with games. I try and do that now, where I try and like remember the raw feeling I had at the time. Like games, right?
So you're preaching to the choir, man.
So there's people that go like, oh, well, that game wasn't that great, or like whatever, or you'll play a game and then you'll read afterwards about stuff, and
but it didn't matter to you at the time.
I'm like, at the time it fucking blew me away. Or you'll see games and then afterwards it'll be like, oh, there's a lot of plot holes here, and I'm like,
so what?
I'm like, didn't notice it at the time. Did not fucking notice it. Honestly, didn't notice it. It blew right over my head. And it's like, obviously, objectively speaking, obviously, that's not a good thing if there's like plot holes here or that makes no sense. But at the time, never questioned it because I was that entrenched in the story.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen Bandersnatch? On Netflix?
I don't think so.
It's a Black Mirror special. It's like a Black Mirror movie.
Oh, this is the interactive one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I've not seen it.
Have you played through it?
I haven't, no, but I know you have. You told me about this a while ago.
Yeah, I'm not going to give away too much because I think you should do it.
Okay.
Because what happened was I went through Bandersnatch. Me and Sophie went through it. And we just picked what we picked for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't realize that we had unintentionally picked the perfect path.
Oh, wow.
So to us, it's like, it was almost like the illusion of choice. So we basically picked the true ending and true journey, like pick for pick. Just we were, I like to think they knew that they were guiding people that way, right?
So are they, is there things in line with it where it is trying to sort of quietly guide you that direction?
I would say, so this is the thing. I would not watch it again because I would not find it interesting.
Well, of course.
But I would watch, for example, you watching it because I'd be interested to see if you would make the same choices as me for the reasons that I made those choices.
Well, dude, you're literally describing Twitch streaming.
Yeah.
That's effectively what you're doing is like I never was a guy that liked to watch streamers. I'm a streamer now. Stream now, which is it's funny talking like this now.
Can I just finish that point?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so I was just going to say the thing about it though is it's like it was more linear than I expected it to be, right?
Oh, okay.
So it was more linear than I expected it to be, and I only discovered that because I went back and read about through the internet every possible ending. Whereas if I had never done that and I thought, oh, that's actually a little bit hollow. Whereas if I hadn't done that and I'd have just done one playthrough and walked away from it,
yeah,
I would have gone, that's the greatest thing ever.
would have done that, because I would have thought, did I just pick one of thousands of options? How did they do that? But they were guiding me down that path. But it, learning about it ruined it. So that's the thing. Back in the day, things were their own experience. Whereas now, you have all this analysis, and it's like, it can sometimes detract from what it is, like what you're saying.
I've never noticed that, because I've said this before, I'll say it all the time, I always say this. To me, a video game is a three-course meal.
Right.
Like I've said this before, but so the trailers, the gameplay footage, all the like teasers and shit, all that, that's your appetizers right there.
Yeah.
That's your appetizers, that's your starters, all that. Then you've got your main course.
Yeah.
That's the game itself.
Yeah, I like that.
Your main course, you go through it, that's the main thing. Is that your phone or mine that keeps buzzing?
Yeah, it's yours.
Is it mine?
Yeah.
Shut up, phone. Then you've got, that's your main course. That's your steak right there.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, you've got your analysis, your retrospectives, your video essays.
Yeah.
All this kind of like deep dive into the lore, that's your dessert. Mm. And there's a big part of me that loves getting through certain games.
Yeah.
Not because, oh, I want to finish the game, because it's like, oh, that's it, it's done, but because I can't wait to fucking take a deep dive in and like and learn more about shit and learn what can you do here, what can you do there, what happens if you do this, what happens if you do that, or like especially like really open-ended games or open world games. I've just recently finished Horizon Zero Dawn for the first time.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh, fucking amazing. Dude, amazing. Like one of my, it's probably up there as one of my favorite games of all time.
It looked pretty good. Like, it looked good.
It's incredible, dude. Like, it's definitely got it's definitely weaker in certain places when you consider the year it came out.
Yeah.
Like, when you consider it came out in 2017 and, like, Uncharted 4 came out the year before, and Uncharted 4 was, like, is a masterpiece.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're comparing a masterpiece with something. It's the first game in a series. It's
almost like you're comparing, like, a Tarantino film with those that he inspires.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It reminds me a lot of, like, Ori and the Blind Forest, and it's, like, it seems like a great starting foundation for something fantastic to come after.
And that could be what's coming, right?
Well, we've got the sequels coming out supposedly this year.
Yeah.
But like, that's the thing. And then so one of the things I enjoyed about playing that game was that, but then diving deep into all the story, the lore, all that stuff that goes beneath afterwards. And part of me understands what you're saying. I get where you're saying that. I feel like that's much more a you thing than a me thing. Mm. Like, I feel like you put more value on that first experience and on that go through. Whereas I put more value on, no, I need to know everything.
Do you know why I think it is? I think it's because whether it's good or bad, I think that our early years shape everything that comes, everything that follows. And I think the best memories that I have from, well, not the best, well, some of the best memories I have from my childhood is, or you know, my teenage years, whatever you want to say, is because Jake was 8 years younger than me.
Not the walk or the anti-war walk, no.
No, it wasn't that. But because Jake was 8 years younger than me, it was kind of like having a brother, kind of like having someone to look after. And I remember him, you know, both of us discovering Sonic Adventure for the first time.
Yeah.
So it's like my childhood was built on Sonic.
Yeah.
And now Sonic is going to 3D. And you know how when you're a kid, everything's exciting.
Yeah.
You're telling your brother about, like, Sonic is going to be this. And it's going to 3D. And it's going to be this. It's going to be this. And you're excited for how your brother is going to experience it. And so we discovered, really, 3D gaming together. You know?
That's nuts.
So, like, we went through, like, we had the Dreamcast and all the PlayStation games, and we were super excited about. He used to watch me play Warcraft, right? And I remember I'd play Warcraft 3. And I would, like, win, you know, probably half the time, which for back
then, not bad, right?
It's not bad, right? But I remember Jake just being like, oh my God, my brother can win on Warcraft.
Was legendary.
Yeah, and it's like, I think the key one for me is Super Mario Sunshine. That, to me, is just, we discovered it and we loved it. And here's the thing. Jake's moved on from those things. He's got his own generation's games. You know what I mean? That was me almost living my nostalgia through him. And he's excited about it. But he's got his own tastes. For him, it's about Counter-Strike. It's about Dota.
Aye.
It's about, you know, there's other experiences he has.
You remember Sonic Adventure. Exactly. He remembers Counter-Strike coming up. Yeah.
Exactly, right? So, because that's the thing, he went on his own journey. Now here's the thing, I think because it's, you're looking back at that nostalgia, when I got so many games. You remember what I was like with emulation?
Yeah.
I just got obsessed with emulation for a while. And the reason was, it was trying to chase that nostalgia.
Yep.
And what you realize is the way that you immortalize those games and those moments in your mind, especially if it's with a sibling or a parent or whatever, going back and playing that will never, ever live up to that. So that's why I've changed my tact, and that's why I just really all I play is new games now.
So that's interesting, because I think I'm a little bit different to you in that regard.
Yeah.
And I think the reason is because the games I'm nostalgic for are like, are in a lot of ways spectacular games.
Right.
So, and what I mean by that is that what I've done is it's like my same, I did the same with pro wrestling, right?
Yeah.
So like, growing up,
I'll say, we'll make this the last point and we'll move on to the next one just because we're for timing wise.
I loved pro wrestling growing up, but it wasn't until I became a pro wrestler that you lose that fan love for it.
You trade in your fan card to be a pro.
But what you learn is, again, I wasn't a huge fan of Ric Flair growing up, but it wasn't until I became a pro wrestler that I went, oh no, he's the greatest worker of all time.
Yes.
And that's what I got appreciation for. Same for something like, again, my favorite game of all time is Super Metroid, right? Super Metroid is my favorite game of all time. I was lucky. So my oldest brother is 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
So when I was like 4 years old, he had a SNES and he was playing Super Metroid, and then I played it. So I've got, I'm a little bit ahead of my years in terms of games because I played them. He had the Super Nintendo. I was playing them as like a young guy. Going back, I didn't play it for a long time, and then I go back to it and I'm like, oh my God, it's exactly what I remember, blah, blah, blah. Then as I got older and I had easy access to it, then I started to learn more about the game and learn, why is this brilliant? Why is this fantastic? And it's not until you read about the game and you go, the game is very, it literally spawned an entire subgenre of games. And it's not even a subgenre, it's a genre now of games. Like, and you realize why this worked, what they did, where were things placed, how the game is able to take, guide you here and send you there and make you do things. Like you were saying earlier, how it gradually kind of guides you.
You realizing it. Yeah.
And this was 94, and it's like, and I didn't, and that's when I started to take a more appreciation of it rather than nostalgia. I don't have nostalgia for Super Metroid anymore. But what I have,
a deeper appreciation.
I've got a deeper appreciation for the inner workings of it.
Do you know?
I can do that though.
I'll tell you. Well, we'll wrap it there. That's been That was a good laugh. That was a good laugh.
A good one.
Just want to. I think one thing about art and stuff like that back then, with the Super Nintendo, it had so many limitations in terms of, like, if you think about how grand an idea the Metroid is.
Biggest game on the SNES at the time.
Yeah. So such a grand idea, but how do you squash that into a 16-bit cartridge? And to me, that's the genius. The difficulty that I think game developers have nowadays is everything's possible. And it's almost like, in a way, that's harder.
Well, that's where indie games are kind of coming through, aren't they? Because they're making features of their limitations.
So, well, here's the thing, right? I think I apply this to wrestling. I think about this for myself, and I think, God, it's tough now because everything's possible. But then, everything's possible. You can do
anything.
It's perspective. You know, like, I've been really pretty down about pro wrestling recently just because it's been shut off to me.
Mm.
Because I haven't been able to do it. And it's been tough to, you know, just watch everything that you've worked for and your brand just die down, you know? But then again, from another perspective, and I think there might be someone at the door, let me check. But from another perspective, it's like, but now I have the opportunity to
reinvent.
Yeah, do anything. But dude, I'm going to call it there. I'm going to call it there. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We had a lot of fun. Dave, where can they get you?
You can catch me on all social media at DaveConradUK, or you can catch me on twitch.tv/DaveConrad.
Awesome. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time, folks.
Bye-bye.